What is up, everybody? Oh my God, we are here. So excited. I'm dancing in my seat. It's so happy to be back. I don't even know how to speak words these days. Season two of The Mandalorian is here, guys. We're gonna break it down for you. I'm your favorite white boy, and you're gonna listen to the brand new. This is my first time saying this name. It's not the Scavoli Show no more. I just added a name, an extra name to it. See how creative I am? Fuck, I came up with that. No, but my friend did. We'll thank him after. We'll thank him after. Welcome to the Scavoli Tano Show. That's the first time I ever said that. It's a little weird, but I like it. I like the sound of it. And we're gonna break down with my BFFFFFFR. I don't know what R stands for, but we're gonna do it anyway. Lumberjack Nick. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm great. Glad to be back.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're back. You know, my life wasn't complete without you in my life. You know, Nick? Just want to tell you.
That's sweet.
That's sweet. Three words. That's what we're getting out of him today. Three words, guys. Three word Nick today. That's what
That's
we're
it.
getting out of.
Maybe four. The fourth one's extra.
Yeah, the fourth one we got to pay for. So you got to pay him up if you want Nick to speak. So Nick, what did you think of episode one? It's called Mark.
Gosh.
What was episode one called?
Yeah, the
Marshal
Marshal,
Commander,
yeah.
or the Marshal?
No,
Just said the Marshal.
just the Marshal.
I was like, all right, because I was like Commander. I was like, oh my God, Rex? Is Rex in it? No, but it's only the Marshal. So what did you think?
I mean, it was amazing. It was maybe the greatest hour of television I've ever seen. I know Ozymandias from Breaking Bad. I don't know if you ever watched that, but that's maybe the greatest episode of anything ever, but this was pretty close to it. It
Oh,
was
no,
like a movie.
I never watched Breaking Bad because it was ne no one was breaking and no one was bad on that show. So I was like, you know, never
Are you serious?
no, I never
Never,
watched.
you never did watch it
Never
then.
did. No, I never watched it. No. But yeah,
But yeah, no.
it was a really good episode and it was fast paced. I think you can. I don't know if you can agree with me on that, but it was very fast paced. Like we got to it, jumped right into it, went on the speeder, went to Mas Pal. Palgo, or we can say that, Mas Palgo? I say names wrong.
I think
I think
so,
that's how
yeah.
you say it. Mas Palgo. We found it. We went to Tatooine. We did this. We did that. Spoilers alert, guys. So if you haven't watched the episode yet, please do not listen to this because we're going to spoil everything because that's how we are. We just like to give things away here. Like Oprah. Like Oprah gives things away. We give things away. So to jump right into it, Nick, were you surprised when we started the when they started the episode, or you knew that's where they were going to start in that dark alleyway?
I wasn't necessarily that surprised where they started. They basically just started where the trailers started, right? Like we didn't really there wasn't anything that there that we hadn't already seen from the trailer. So I wasn't that surprised.
No, I wasn't either. I think I they showed a lot of things in the first episode that was on the trailer. They really did. They showed the fight. They showed Mando and Baby coming through the darkness. The Tusken Raiders. But I was wondering when their ship is gonna break down. You know, I'm waiting for their ship to break down somewhere, and I think it, I don't know when it's gonna happen. But you see the writing on the walls, Nick? Or have are you that or you haven't seen the writing on the walls that you just passed that part. You didn't pass it, but it didn't recur to you.
No, the graffiti?
The graffiti, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I totally saw it. It was
Yeah,
everywhere.
it was. It saw pictures of like Grievous, Vader, CP3PO, the Wills
C-3PO, yeah.
that taught Qui-Gon how to become a Force ghost after he died, and Obi-Wan and Yoda, da 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 da. And then we get to the scene where we saw at the end of the trailer. There's no place for a child, and I was like, that green guy has just four eyes too many. I was
Four
like,
eyes too many.
four eyes too many he had. I was like, and he goes, I know the Mandalorian. I was like, you definitely know who we're talking about. Like, just give us the answer. No, we want the armor of the Mandalorian. You're not gonna get it. Like, you tried so hard, you didn't get it. But there was a Sabrak. I think that's how you say it. Am I saying it right?
Sabrak. Yeah.
Like
Is it?
Maul. Like Maul. There was one in there fighting. I
Yep.
pointed that out. I saw that. I was like, Maul? No, Maul can't be alive again. All right. So it can't be Maul.
Mean, it could be.
It could be. You never know in this world. Obi-Wan must have buried him and was like, all right, you're going to be alive for a couple more days, all right? Yeah.
Mm. This will just be his head.
Yeah. And then, so we get the fight. Then we're off. We're off to Tatooine. He says there's the Mandalorian on Tatooine. And I think there's only one Mandalorian we know of that is still on Tatooine, and that's mm-hmm. Boba.
Exactly, so, yep.
I think when I said that, when he was looking for a Mandalorian, I was like, Boba, that's it. That's like, we're looking for Boba Fett. And then we went to Tatooine. We met R5. R5 is a little droid from The New Hope. I saw that, and then I felt like that matched. I don't know if you saw the toys that came out for Galaxy's Edge, but that hit Target, and he's on it. I think that's R5 or R4. But it looks exactly the same. I feel like it's exactly the same droid, but no. I'm not sure if it's the same exact droid.
Oh, I don't know. No, that was definitely R5-D4 from A New Hope. He was in the Cantina Bar in the last season too.
Oh, okay. So the lady, I love the lady. Who, I forget her name. What is her name?
The actress? I don't know her name.
Not the actress, the name.
Oh, the character name? I don't know that either.
I don't know either. I think we just blow past that. I like when she cares about the baby and like Mando's like. And the man with droids, I saw, like, he liked the droids, actually. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's trusting droids a little more.
That was a big change. I'm like, right on,
Mando. I'm like, yeah, right on. IG-11 killed himself for you, and you love droids. Great for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you, man. But that was an interesting part. So she goes, Mass Palgro. I think that's how you say it. If I'm saying it wrong, guys, I'm sorry. I can't speak. I don't know my words. So you can't find it on the map. There's all sand, and there's a mining place. It's a mining place. So I get on my little speeder and go, and Baby Yoda looks so cute on the little speeder. I just want to hold him. Like that's what I want to do. So we go to Mass Palgro, and we see Sam Rittenworth. He was, I don't know if you caught that part, but he's the first person that looks at Mando.
Sam Witwer?
Yeah, who plays Maul.
Oh no, I didn't see him.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see that either. I had to watch it again and then watch a video on something that was like an Easter egg. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the Easter eggs. I was like, wow, I didn't catch that. But then I went back and I was like, it doesn't even look like him. He looks so like messed up because he has like marks on his face.
Maybe he's
like,
Darth Maul. Like...
Oh, yeah.
It was Darth Maul.
Oh, shit. He came back. Shit.
He died on Tatooine, so.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He is buried somewhere, so maybe we'll find his corpse. You know,
maybe.
So we meet this guy, Cop. I think I say right,
Cobb Vanth.
Yeah. Cobb mm-hmm. Vanth. We knew he was rumored. Timothy. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm not going to try it. His name is Timothy. You mm-hmm. know it.
We'll just call him Timothy.
Timothy. Yeah, we like him. He plays a lot of things on TV. A lot of cops. He likes to shoot his guns places.
A lot of like cowboy stuff.
Yeah, a lot of cowboy stuff I've seen. The same guy that works at the bar is the same species as Hondo. So that was a little good. I don't know. A week way?
Yep.
Yeah. I spelled it here. W-E-A-K-W-H-Y. Week way. That's not how you spell it. But I was like week
well,
and then way.
That's phonetically. Y. So.
Yeah. See, look at me doing smart things with my life. So he's looking for a Mandalorian Mando. And the guy goes, you're looking for him, the marshal? So the marshal appears, and we see some familiar Mando gear. And it's Boba Fett's. And if no one knows that, then I don't know what you're watching. Don't know. But we see Boba Fett. And I was like, and I just like whispered, Boba. And I was like, that can't be. He looks too skinny. Like he looks like he just got like rearranged.
Dude, he was like a skeleton.
Yeah, and I was like, that can't be Boba. I was like, they wouldn't give that up yet. So I was like, all right. So they try to fight. They have a standoff. But before they could pull the trigger on anything, they hear some rumbling going on. And it's the Kyat. I'm just going to say it's a dragon. I'm not even going to say the K word. It's a dragon.
Krayt dragon? Attacks.
The Krayt dragon, yes. Thank you. So he has the Krayt dragon. That was in The New Hope with the skeletons and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw The New Hope.
Oh, yeah. I did see it once.
And they have pearls. Pearls are inside of them from little rocks. I don't know. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I think so. It's a rare thing. And Cop tells him, listen, we need to kill this thing. So we need help. I think that's what he said. I don't know. Something like that. So they get on the speeder and go to the Tusken area. They know where to kill it. But they run into little Tusken Raiders and little dogs. Little dogs that I think Anakin killed when he got mad at people killing his mother, mm-hmm. the Sand People.
I think those are called Massifs, maybe?
Probably. Probably something that's like the name. I don't know. I think they said that. But if you notice, did you notice what Cobb was riding?
Oh, yeah, the pod racer engine?
Yeah.
That was really Anakin's. Cool. Yeah. Oh, that was Anakin's? Oh, okay.
I think it was Anakin's.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it looked kind of similar.
Yeah, because I looked at it and I looked up a picture of Anakin's and I was like,
That's interesting. Funny.
It just looks like messed up a lot. Like it looks old. It hasn't been used since like he was a child.
Right.
So I don't know how they got that working. So Cobb then tells that Mando like the mining guild has come after the Empire, after the Death Star 2 has fallen. He was attacked. He ran away quickly. He stole some crystals, but I don't think he meant to steal the crystals. I think he just thought it was something and stole it. Ran into the Jawas, gave the Jawas the crystals for Boba Fett's armor. So the Jawas do have Boba Fett's armor. Mm-hmm. So we don't know how they got it. We don't know.
Well, we do actually. It was
in the comics, right?
In the Aftermath novel. When the cell bars blew up, it fell into the Sarlacc pit. Cut the Sarlacc pit open, and the Jawas came by and started scavenging stuff out of the Sarlacc pit. So that's how they got it. How Boba Fett got out of there, I don't know. That was never explained. But
this is very interesting. So I found out the dragon ate the Sarlacc that Boba was in.
Oh, really? Huh.
And, yeah. So because in the comic, I think it says that his uniform was like had like gas, like it was like what the dragon spit at the people towards the end of the mm-hmm. show, that like saliva is like burning.
Oh, okay.
So when the Sarlaccs all died, because the Sarlaccs all died, that's what Mando says in the show too. He says, well, he said something like, I forgot what he said exactly, but he says, well, if the Sarlaccs all got eaten, there's no more Sarlaccs, and the dragon ate them all. Something like that. I don't know what he said. But he said something about that situation. So then that I realized was like, So there's no Sarlacc.
I don't.
So how did Boba Fett survive?
Well, I don't know if he said he killed all of Sarlacc. I think he was just saying that crate dragons eat Sarlaccs.
Yes, but that big-ass dragon? I'm just saying, man. That's a big-ass dragon.
Big dragon.
This, like, that's bigger than, like, the whole United States. Shit. But that's what I think, how he got away, because the Sarlacc got eaten, then he came out through the dragon, and then I don't know what happened after that, where Boba Fett mm-hmm. went. I hope we get that.
Yeah, me too.
So the Marshal takes out the mining people, and then Mos Pelgro will live again, you know? And then the Tusken Raiders come. They have to feed the dragon so he can come out. What else did I put here? So the Mando, they fight. Mando sacrificed his own life. You know, I was like, wow, Mando's already dead. I was like, wow. Like, that's it. The Mandalorian's over.
Yep.
That's it.
How Banth has taken over.
I was totally. Yeah, I was like, he took the child. Watch the child, please. All right. Thanks. Blows it up with explosives. What else did I put down here? And then Mando takes some meat for Thanksgiving for Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, big-ass chunk of meat, and Baby Yoda's, like, petting it. He's like, yeah, I got this. Yeah, big-ass meat. I'm going to eat this.
That's just a snack.
It's like, it's not a... I know. It's like, it's not even a frog. Like, I don't know what this is. So the Tusken Raiders find the crystal that they've been waiting for centuries, for decades, mm-hmm. you know? And then Cobb gives the armor to Mando and says, you know, we'll see you soon. I hope we cross paths again. So, beautiful picture of Tatooine, though, when the two suns emerge mm-hmm. at the end. Great. And then we see Boba Fett.
Yep, holy crap. I've been waiting my entire life to see Boba Fett, an adult Boba Fett without his helmet.
Like, amazing. It was just amazing. I knew it was mm-hmm. Boba Fett. I knew it from the beginning, so. And he looks beat up.
Yeah, he has no eyebrows.
It looks like he has no eyebrows. I think he went commando. Don't know. Under that cloak. I don't know what he's going through right now. But So we're going to take a quick break real quick.
Okay.
So we're going to hold that thought on Boba because we're going to talk what Boba does know about upcoming episodes and what he can help Mando with because he does know a Yoda species. Mm. So we're going to talk more about Boba, what is to come for Boba, and Chapter 10 vibes. Like, what are we going to get in Chapter 10? Are we going to get Boba talking to Mando, or we're going to wait it out because Disney likes to do that to us. Like, he likes to give us something, but then we might not go back to Boba until Chapter 12.
Mm.
You know? A whole new dialogue. So we'll be right back on the Scavola Tano Show, guys, and co-host Nick for the day. Yay, Nick. We love you. Woo. Yay. See, you got fans here, Nick. You got fans here. We'll be right back, and after a brief message from me. We are back, guys. We are back to the Scavola Tano Show, the most important show, with me and your favorite co-host. We love Nick. Yay, Nick. Lumberjack Nick is here. Are you there, Nick?
Hey, I am.
Oh, thank God. We thought I'm lost you. Oh, no. Like Boba. I'm back.
I'm like Boba, yep.
But not bald. I don't think you're bald, Nick. I really don't.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. But you're getting there.
Someday.
So, before we cut the break for the first half, we were talking about Boba. So what do you think Boba will tell Mando? Or will they ever meet and fight alongside each other? Because we did see Cobb and Mando fight with each other. And it was pretty awesome seeing Boba Fett's armor on him, thinking that maybe one episode or maybe down the line, we could see these two Mandalorians fight, not against, maybe against each other, or on the same side as each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Traditionally, Boba Fett's a villain.
That's what I'm
saying. I just don't know where they're going to go with him, really. I mean, obviously, he wants his armor back. And I think the next episode's not going to take place on Tatooine. So he's going to have to get off Tatooine, I guess. Or Mando's going to need to go back to Tatooine.
Oh, so you think...
I have no idea.
So you think he's... So you think Boba's going to follow Mando?
Yeah, I think he wants his armor back.
You know, I thought that too. When the credits cut, like it was 3 o'clock and like it was 3:45 in the morning anyway, but I was still thinking. I couldn't sleep. I was like twisting and turning. I was like, what are they doing with Boba Fett? What is Boba Fett going to offer to the Mandalorian? I was like, he knows everything. He knows Luke Skywalker. He knows Darth Vader. He knows Kamino. He knows the Jedi. So he's the best person to go to, really. Because we don't know if Bo-Katan is in it, Ahsoka Tano is in it, Sabine is in it. So we don't know. But whoever comes after Boba, like just say Ahsoka, she's in it. I'm just saying she's in it, guys. Just face the fact already, fuckers. Just face it. She is in it. She's the only one that does know about everything else. But she doesn't know everything. Like, she knows who Darth Vader is, of course. She knows the clones. But she doesn't know about, like, Kamino. She knows about the chips, you know. She knows – I don't think she knows about – yeah, she doesn't know about the chips. Like, she knows a lot too, but Boba's been around for, like, centuries. So he knows everything, like, about the Kaminos, about the clones, about the Jedi. But he is a villain, like you said. So I'm a little worried of what he tells Mando if they ever get the chance to talk. Like, I'm a little scared of what Boba's going to tell Mando. I hope he says something good about the Jedi. But I think he's just going to say, hey, Samuel Jackson killed my father, just so you know. Just so we all know. And I'm like, well, he really did. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's not a fan of the Jedi at all, so.
Yeah, so I'm like a little worried of what he says. But I don't know what we could do. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know where they're going to go with him, like you said. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't think he's going to track Mando down. Don't think yet. Anyway, I think with Boba, he appeared in episode one already, so he's in it. I don't know what they will do with Boba. I think they're gonna make it interesting though. They're gonna make it really interesting and let it wait out. I don't think Boba will be in the second episode. Maybe the third or fourth episode he'll return. I don't think they'll do like Boba like after he takes the speeder. I think you're going to see maybe if – because we didn't see his armor in the end. So maybe in the trailer when you see Boba Fett's armor when he's on the speeder Mando, maybe that's when Boba Fett comes. So we definitely might see him in episode two. We definitely might, because we see the armor in the back, so Boba might attack.
I really hope so. I don't want to have to wait.
Me either.
Like a month.
me either. So, and I think it said he's in all 8 episodes. That's what it like said on his little thing. Is IMB. I think that I don't know what you go with that, but it says there are 8 episodes.
Oh, so get out of here, really?
And it says for Sasha Banks too, but Sasha Banks wasn't even in the first one.
Yeah, so you can't really go by that.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I don't think Boba Fett will be in all of it, because then that takes away from the Mando.
Right. Yeah.
So we're doing that. So I don't know what they'll do with Boba Fett, but I'm interested in what they're going to do next episode. I think he's going to be in next episode because of that scene in the trailer that Mando has Fett's gear, and he's off somewhere.
So that wasn't because I've only seen the episode once, and so you're saying that scene where he's on the bike and Boba Fett's armor is on the back wasn't in this episode?
Yeah, no, it was in that's what I'm saying. It wasn't in this episode.
Oh, okay.
In the trailer. Or it was in one of the trailers that we got.
Well, then I think we'll definitely probably still be on Tatooine then.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we didn't see that scene. So I don't know if they just put that scene in there for laughs and giggles, or they're actually going to show that scene. Because when he took off, I was like, oh, we're going to see the armor on the back. Like, we're going to see it. And then it just goes up to the two sons. And then Boba Fett's like watching. He's like, yeah, I'm a creepy old man now. Bald, have no eyebrows. I'm ready. You know? And then that's it. The episode cuts. And then
interesting. At
chapter 10. So I'm thinking next episode we're definitely going to see something with Boba Fett. Maybe trying to face Mando. But I feel like Boba Fett, he has got to be 50 around this time frame, 40 or 50. Mm. He's not old. But can he still move? You know, can he still kick ass? Mm-hmm. Or he needs his blaster. Yeah, I don't think he has his gun. Luke chopped that shit off. He was like, fuck you, shoot. And push you in the Sarlacc. But I'm thinking about definitely next episode we'll see Boba Fett. I'm 100% sure.
You're 100%.
I think he'll be in it.
All right.
You're
betting,
come back
man.
Here. Yeah, Nick's like, no, we're not going to see him at all.
Let's throw money in on it.
Well, we tried. That guy, that four-eyed looking motherfucker, lied to us. He's like, I don't bet, and then he shot him. He shot the poor green little monster thing. I was like, that green
ape like a
never had
guard?
A chance. Yeah, he shot him. He was like, boom. I was like, wow, that's how we're doing things in this world? God.
Yeah, I'm so happy we got to see they had the Gamorrean guards there. That was really cool.
That was cool. They looked really cool. I don't know how they were fighting. They were fighting like magics. They were like, chong. I was like, all right, that's how we're fighting. All right, calm down, guys. Calm down. But yeah, Nick, so what do you think will happen in next episode? What are your predictions?
I mean, I don't know. I think they have the description out, but I don't remember what it was now. But like I said, I thought it was they were going to maybe go to the fish planet or the Mon Cal planet. But if
I think the Mon Cal will be next. I think the Mon Cal episode will be like 4 or 5. Because I feel like we're still getting – he's not on the Outer Rim yet, I feel like, Mando. And I think – the Outer Rim is where Bo-Katan.
I think Tatooine's in the Outer Rim.
Is it Outer Rim? Is it Tatooine? Oh, okay. So, all right. So, sorry, people. So, I think he's going to discover on the Outer Rim planets that, like, Mount Kala is, like, Sabine. We did see Sasha Banks on Mount Kala. So, what is she doing there? Like, what is her purpose? You know? Have people heard about the Mando and the child? I think everybody has heard, you know, in the planets. I think everybody has heard of the Mando and the child.
Seems
and
like
everybody
it.
Wants that child. Yeah. So I feel like even Boba Fett heard about that child. So maybe Boba Fett does help him, but at the same point, you know, we're listening as fans, and we all know as fans of Star Wars, Boba Fett's a bad guy. You know, he might have changed his ways after the Empire fell because he had to go in hiding because everybody knew who the fuck he was. But I think, like, things are getting high-tempoed here really quickly, and we're jumping into it very fast. Like, this episode was really fast-paced. we just jump. All right, at the end of the episode, we found Boba Fett was in it. All right, who's next? Who else was rumored? So, who else was rumored? Sabine, Bo-Katan, Ahsoka. We already found out Cop Van was in it. So that's two down. Who else? Who else are we being rumored? Rex. Luke? Is Luke going to be in it? That's what... Oh, let me snap my pen. Do you hear my pen snap? Mm-hmm. There you go. You're going to hear it till I stop, all right? There we go. But I don't know about Rex. I really don't know about Rex. I would love it, but I don't think Rex.
You don't think Rex is going to be Rex? In it? Gosh, I mean, they have Tamora Morrison. This one.
That's what I'm...
He's not getting any younger. Not that he's old, but...
That's what I'm saying, too. Like, Rex. Like, is Rex going to be in it? I really hope so. I hope he's with Ahsoka somewhere. But did they all stay together? You know, so we know after Rebels, this is what we're knowing. We know after Rebels, they went off to find Ezra and Thrawn. You know, and that's it. That's what we heard from. So we don't know how long that took. We don't know if Ezra's, they even found Ezra. You know, he could be miles away and they search his up. You know, we don't know what their dialogue is. We don't know what Ahsoka's going to be like when Mando does come to her or she finds him. You know, we don't know. We just don't. Even Bo-Katan. Like, we don't know what she's going to say. We don't know what Sabine's going to say. Because Sabine is in it, guys. Stop giving me hate. I definitely know that for a fact. Don't hate. Don't hate. And if she's not in it, you can't still give me hate. All right? Just saying. Still don't hate. But, yeah, I definitely think. I don't know. I just don't know. I say I definitely think, but I just don't know. How are they going to, like, fit Ahsoka in? Like, the armorer, too. Like. The armor told him to find Jedi, not Mandos. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, she told him to find the sorcerers, the Jedi. They're evil to the Mandos, but to Boba, they were evil. You know, now we get Bo-Katan into the mix, and she's like, no, they're actually pretty dope people. You know, Ahsoka helped me. And I think that's how, like, we'll meet Bo-Katan first, or Sabine. And then that's when Ahsoka comes in. And I feel like Ahsoka is going to be in the last two episodes or one episode of the last. Like the episode that Dave Filoni has directed, I think that's chapter The Sorcerer. I forgot what chapter that is, but it's like one of the last episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't think so I don't think we'll see her until like November, December.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, Nick. That's it. That's what we got.
Well, do you want the episode description for next week?
Says yes, give it to
us. The Mandalorian must ferry a passenger with precious cargo on a risky journey. So, I mean, that sounds like the boat episode. But
you think so?
I mean, maybe. That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah,
where did you find that? Let me look it up on Wikipedia. don't trust whatever. Don't trust Wicca.
Oh, this is Wooka. So.
Ooh, Wooka. Chapter 10, November 6th. The land must find... ferry passenger with a precious cargo on a risky journey. That's interesting. I don't know what that even means.
I mean, maybe Yoda is the precious cargo.
Maybe.
He was more of just an accessory this episode, though. They just kind of would cut back to him and get his reactions. He didn't really do a whole lot.
He was really cute. I just want to say, guys, great job doing the Mando. No, not Mando. Great job doing
Baby Yoda. The real Mando.
Yeah, Baby Yoda is the real show, just so you know. But his face expressions, oh my... I think he got a little older. He looks a little old.
He looks a little
older than he was.
He's 50.
I saw a little grays coming out of him. I know, he's so cute, though. I fucking love that baby. I can talk about that baby for days. But yeah, I really want that life size. I'm going to have to buy it. I'm going to have to buy that life size Baby Yoda. Don't know where to put it in my room, but I'm going to have to buy it. I'm going to hang him up and let him fly somewhere. But... Can we just take a minute before we end the show? Like, how fucking cute is that baby? He made the best face expressions. And when he was hiding in that little little glass thing, and then he popped out, I was like, can we all just admire that? Can we just, like, cry about it for a minute? Like, I was a little crying. Like all this cuteness. And, like, there's not enough action with Baby Yoda. Like, show more cuteness. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand Mando wants to kick ass and kick dragons and drink some weird blue punch thing that he likes to drink or that other people like to drink in the world. Don't know why. But, like, can we just admire that cuteness? Like, he is so fucking cute. I'm so happy that my room is filled with Baby Yoda and my wife is Ahsoka Tano. I feel so happy. You know, I'm just a happy person. You know, I'm just a happy person.
I mean, he's what we need for 2020.
That's what we need. We need him. But going back to that description, precious cargo. He has a passenger, a baby. It's Baby Yoda, on a risky journey. So I feel like they're off. I feel like they're off to find the wizard. We're off to see the wizard of the Wonder Wizard of Oz. They just start skipping on the yellow brick road. It'd be so classic. But I think they're off for the journey to find the Jedi. I feel like Boba will definitely tell them this next episode about that. I definitely think so. Definitely think.
Yeah, maybe if he can trade him his armor for some information or something.
Maybe that's what the plan is. Because what is Mando going to do with this Mandalorian outfit? Like, you're going to wear it? Like, you're going to change into it? Like, it doesn't fit you. Like, it does not. Like, that Boba Fett armor is, like, washed out. Like, it's old. Like, it's old. You can just see it. But I definitely think Boba will definitely have an impact on the Mando. And, you know, maybe Boba Fett will give her. Yeah, Mando's a her. Give him a little insight of the Jedi and where you can find the Jedi and where are they hiding. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he can tell us that. Because we don't know how long Boba Fett has been on Tatooine. You know, maybe he just surrendered after the war. You know, maybe he was like, the Empire's done. Darth Vader's gone.
He's going to walk around the desert.
Let me just retire.
For 5 years.
Yeah, like Obi-Wan did. Like Obi-Wan did.
I'm assuming that is now. I mean, they didn't officially say it, I don't think, but that was him in that last episode. Or last season's episode.
Oh, yeah. With
the legs?
With,
his legs or whatever?
Yeah, his legs. And and then it was like disappointment. But he had armor on, though.
Oh, did he?
He didn't.
I just thought his boots.
He didn't have any armor. Yeah, no boots, but I feel like he had armor.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at it now.
So, yeah, now we got to look at that. Now we got to break down another episode, Nick. Oh, come on, man. This is why we only keep you to 3 words an episode. That's why we do. That's why we do this. But anything else you have to add, Nick, before we head out? Do you think what's to come for Mando? What do you think is going to really? When are we going to see Boba again? Or you think we're going to see him towards the end? When do you think we're going to see Ahsoka, Bo-Katan? And
yeah, I mean, I think they'll probably drip these characters in throughout the season. I hope we see Boba Fett again next episode, but I don't know.
No, I definitely think so. I don't know if they're giving too much away, but I definitely think we'll see him next
time. The only maybe disappointment I have is that Cobb Vanth, the Brinker Keeper, Malakili from Return of the Jedi, in the Aftermath books, he actually saves him from Cobb saves Malakili from like suicide because he's just real distraught after the Rancor dies in Return of the Jedi. And Cobb hires Malakili to take care of a baby Hutt. So they could have introduced a baby Hutt in this episode. We could have had baby Hutt and baby Yoda.
Oh my god. That would have just I didn't think I would have killed myself. Like all that cuteness in one episode, I would have died. I don't think I would have been living. But I did see, the baby Hutt picture that someone drew? Oh my god,
oh, no.
So cute. I'll show you. But if you just, I think if you just look up Baby Hutt, it will come up. But like, it is so cute, but I don't think they'll make it that cute in Star Wars. I think they would make it like Jabba the Hutt. Like,
well, they had Stinky from Clone Wars. From the Clone Wars, the Clone Stinky? Wars movie. Jabba's baby or whatever.
I was like, who's. Oh, yeah. That was ugly. If they make it like that, I won't have to kill myself then with all that cuteness. maybe just over Baby Yoda, just that. But yeah, I don't think they'll introduce Jabba the Baby Hutt yet. I don't think they'll ever do that. Maybe soon, but that's a good thing to know in the future. That future Star Wars content, we have another fat, ugly beast out there called the Hutt. You know. But yeah, that's all I got for this episode. Anything else you have to add, Nick?
Before I don't think we cut so. Out?
But guys, just stay put. Just stay into the show, man. If you're new to this, and you're just watching the Mandalorian, and you're not like, oh, why do they have helmets? Why do they look like that? Just watch it. Do it. Just do it. I'm going to be on a t-shirt that says, just do it, with my Baby Yoda gear on and my onesie that I'm wearing for Halloween. Oh, happy Halloween, everybody, Nick. Happy Halloween. Yeah, happy Halloween. Yeah, we beat you, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess it is. It's only 10 here.
Yeah, it's 1 here. So happy Halloween, everybody. You know, dress up in your best Baby Yoda Mando costumes that you can find. If you want to dress up as a white guy, blonde kid, and then a guy that only speaks 3 words, you don't have to dress up as that. You just put jeans on, a hat, and just speak. You know, it's just 3 words. So, yeah. Oh, that's rad. That's cool. Yeah, I agree. It's like Nick. Nick speaks 3 words. It's all right. We all do it. But guys, go get my pin that I just dropped today or yesterday, whatever you want to see, whatever you, how you want to do it. The Scavoli store is now open. Wherever he goes, I go pin is out now with Mando and Baby Yoda and a nice little planet background that I did. That my artist did, Donvan, I think that's how you say it, Danvin. He is such an amazing artist. Check out his work. And yeah, go get my pin. It's limited edition. Once sold out, extras will be sold. Once they are made and into production, I will get extras, and the extras will then go out, be on sale. Go check out my Padawan versus Master pin too, Ahsoka versus Vader, epic showdown in Rebels we all saw. Pin sample is up now on my page. And stay tuned for extras and then the restock, because I know how many of you guys wanted that pin so bad. That pin really shot up my social media page. Oh yeah, I did that. And Nick, check out Nick's artwork. He has such an amazing artwork. He does commissions. Commissions are now open for anybody who wants a clone trooper, Anakin, a Boba Fett, a Chris Scavoli, a Baby Yoda, a guy who speaks 3 words, who likes trees, you know, anything. He can draw it. Nick's got you. Right on. Right, Nick? See? He's not even agreeing with me. He's just like, keep talking, Chris. Keep talking. And this is my first ever official episode of the Scavoli Tano Show. I'm so happy. Nick did all the work for this. I have to give him credit because I didn't do it. I could say it's my name. It is my name, but we just add Tano to it. That's all I can say. Nick did exceptional work on a temp for it for now until the finished project. He hasn't even started on it, just so you know. Hasn't even cared. Hasn't even. And yeah, that's all I have, I think. Do I have more? No, I don't think I have more. Do I have more? Probably not. But yes, you're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show. Hope you guys like recap of season 2, episode 1 of The Mandalorian, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Nick might be back for this next episode, or someone else. We don't know. I don't know who I get because I don't want same people on, you know. You know me. I switch it up on the show. But be safe. Go get some candy today or tomorrow, whatever you want to mention. Happy Halloween to everybody. Pictures will be uploaded of me and my Baby Yoda onesie and my lightsabers. So, guys, stay tuned for first ever Baby Yoda holding lightsabers, just so we know, in real life. Real life action, baby. Real life. Have a good night. Nick, take care. I'll FaceTime you right after this. You can find me on social media, Chris_Scavoli, the Scavoli Store on Instagram, Scavoli Tano Show on Instagram, Facebook, Chris Scavoli. You can find my buddy Lumberjack Nick at Lumberjack Nick on Instagram. Right, Nick, that's your name? Oh, excuse us. I forgot the art part. So if it doesn't come up, it's not my fault. And then you can find Nick on Twitter too. Me on Twitter too. The Scavoli Tano Show. And
Lumberjack
Nick. Your Twitter?
No art.
Yeah, no art. Sorry, guys. No art, all right? This Lumberjack Nick, that's it, all right? Be safe out there. And that's it, guys. This is the show, Scavoli Tano Show. And have a great night. Nick, I'll miss you.